we tangled right up until the end. Yes, there was great rivalry there, but no matter where we met, myself and Bernie, there's no way. We always shook one another's hands, and we always had that little bit of respect for one another. I certainly did for him.
It's clear that as a political organiser to actually run politics in Donegal, he was unparalleled.
He was unparalleled. You're quite right there. And when I take a look back at it, as I said, Bernard was instrumental in getting myself elected. And, you know, we built up an organisation here, which was probably one of the best in the country. And I say that, you know, we had men and women. We had a wonderful women's group as well, who were absolutely marvellous workers, a marvellous organisation. And yet, when we sort of split and the two of us split, we actually split families, we split the organisation, we split the women's organisation. But when you look back on it, we actually could never actually defeat one another, because at the end of the day, whoever Bernard put up at the end of the day, that person got elected, and I always managed to get elected. So at the end of the day, there was we ended up in a kind of a neutral situation. But I've always maintained all through my political career that politics is never worth losing one friend over. You can have different various ideas and various interests and so on, but politics is never worth losing a friend over. And Bernard remained a friend. As a matter of fact, I visited him during when he was ill in hospital, and I visited him when he was at home in the Blue Banks. So as I said, from that point of view, yes, we had our rivalries. And sometimes people said they were good and bad times. I don't say they were good and bad. I said they were good and turbulent. But I certainly have an awful lot to be thankful to Bernard McGlinchey. And you know, my brother once said to me, you know, during the height of our rivalry, you know, it's hard not to like McGlinchey.
He would be very much seen as being part of the old school. There is a widespread belief that politics has moved on. Will we ever see his likes again?
Yeah, he was certainly, Bernard was that old school. I mean, politics has changed. I don't know whether it's for the best, for better or worse. No, I don't think you'd ever see the likes of Bernard McGlinchey again, and certainly in Donegal politics. There's no question about him. Like he was an icon in politics in County Donegal. He was known throughout the length and breadth of the country. But I mean, Donegal was was the centre, as I say, of his world, and that was the centre of his political world. And I doubt if you'll ever see it. He was undoubtedly a Donegal icon when it came to politics.